Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. 3 days out from the federal election, a new poll shows the race between Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese has narrowed. Figures from the Resolve survey suggest the primary vote for Labor has dropped, while the coalition is up 1 point. Two-party preferred, the opposition is just ahead, 51% to 49%. The Prime Minister is standing by a claim he made during Sunday's campaign launch that he saved the country. Scott Morrison coming under fire during an interview on Nine last night.
We've come through this pandemic better than almost any other advanced country in the world. JobKeeper was saved the country. That's specifically what I was referring to. And if you don't think it did, you can have that argument with the 800,000 people who kept a job as a result of that.
The Electoral Commission is expecting a large number of Aussies to cast their vote over the phone, with thousands isolating after testing positive for COVID-19. Nye Coffey from the AEC says the voting hotline will open tomorrow.
We've got literally thousands of staff ready to man the phones and run this process over the next few days.
While the deadline to register for a postal vote is 6 o'clock tonight. And motorists are being urged to shop around, with the average price of unleaded petrol jumping 28 cents a litre today to $2.54. 25 sites across the Perth metro area are offering prices below $1.76. In sport, Fremantle's forward line could be boosted this weekend, with Matt Taberner expected to make his return in time to take on Collingwood. Michael Walters and Sam Swakowski are also a chance after missing last weekend's loss to the Suns. Dockers coach Justin Longmuir has told 7 News Taberner has recovered well.
He'll be really close. He was really close last week. Need to get through training and tick a few final boxes, but we expect to see the big fella back.
And in the A-League, Melbourne Victory has beaten Western United 1-0 in the first leg of their semi-final series.
Listener.